Stand aside, if you will.
Mr. Lion. Mr. Aslan, sir. Could you... May I... Please, will you give me some magic fruit of this country to make my mother well?
This is the boy. This is the boy who did it.
Oh, dear. What have I done now?
Son of Adam, there is an evil witch abroad in my new land of Narnia. Tell these good beasts how she came here.
I brought her, Aslan.
For what purpose?
I wanted to get her out of my own world, back into her own. I thought I was taking her back to her own place.
How came she to be in your world, son of Adam?
By magic. It was my uncle, you see. He sent us out of our own world by magic rings. At least I had to go because he sent Polly first. And then we met the witch in a place called Charn. And she just held on to us when...
You met the witch.
She woke up. I mean, I woke her. Because I wanted to know what would happen if I struck a bell. Polly didn't want to. It wasn't her fault. I fought her. I know I shouldn't have. I think I was a bit enchanted by the writing under the bell.
Do you?
No. I see now I wasn't. I was only pretending.
You see, friends, that before the new clean world I gave you is 7 hours old, a force of evil has already entered it, waked and brought hither by this son of Adam. But do not be cast down. Evil will come of that evil. But it is still a long way off, and I will see to it that the worst falls upon myself. In the meantime, let us take such order that for many hundred years yet, this shall be a merry land in a merry world. And as Adam's race has done harm, Adam's race shall help to heal it. Draw near, you other two.
Us?
Yes.
Polly, come along, girl.
Yes, sir.
Son, I have known you long. Do you know me?
No, sir. Leastways, not in an ordinary manner of speaking. Yet I feel somehow, if I may make so free, as how we've met before.
It is well. You know better than you think you know, and you shall live to know me better yet. How does this land please you?
Oh, it's a fair treat, sir.
Would you like to live here always?
You see, sir, I'm a married man. Now, if my wife was here, neither of us would ever want to go back to London, I reckon. We're both country folks, really, you see. Why, I mean, what are we meaning to do, sir?
My word. Is this... Am I dreaming?
Hello, Nellie.
Frank. This must be a dream. Why aren't you driving your cab? I was doing the laundry. Look, I've soap all over my hands. Oh, I hope I haven't fainted into the wash basin and drowned.
No, my dear, you haven't.
My children, you are to be the first king and queen of Narnia. You shall rule and name all these creatures and do justice among them and protect them from their enemies when enemies arise. And enemies will arise, for there is an evil witch in the world.
Frank!
Now, be patient, my dear, be patient. I'll explain everything. I'm begging your pardon, sir. And thank you very much, I'm sure. Which my missus does the same, sir. But I ain't no sort of a chap for a job like that, Governor. I never had much education, you see.
Can you use a spade and plough and raise food out of the earth?
Oh, yes, sir. I could do a bit of that sort of work, being brought up to it like.
Can you rule these creatures kindly and fairly, remembering that they are not slaves like the dumb beasts of the world you were born in, but talking beasts and free subjects?
Oh, I see that, sir. I'd try and do the square thing by them all.
And you wouldn't have favourites? Either among your own children or among the other creatures?
No, sir, I wouldn't.
And if enemies came against the land and there was war, would you be the first in the charge and the last in the retreat?
Well, sir, a chap don't exactly know till he's been tried, but I'd try, sir. Well, that is, I hope I'd try. Do me bit, sir.
Then you will have done all that a king should do. Your coronation will be held presently, and you and your children and grandchildren shall be blessed, and some will be kings of Narnia, and others will be kings of Arkenland, which lies yonder over the southern mountains. And you, little daughter.
Yes, sir.
You are welcome. Have you forgiven the boy for the violence he did you in the Hall of Images in the desolate palace of the accursed Chan?
Yes, Aslan. We've made up.
That is well. And now for the boy himself.
Yes, Aslan.
Son of Adam, are you ready to undo the wrong that you have done to my sweet country of Narnia on the very day of its birth?
Well, I don't see what I can do. You see, the queen ran away and...
I asked, are you ready?
Yes. But please, please... Won't you... Can't you give me something that will cure my mother?
Up until then, Diggory had been looking at the lion's great front feet and the huge claws on them. Now, in his despair, he looked up at its face. What he saw surprised him as much as anything in his whole life, for the tawny face was bent down near his own, and wonder of wonders, great shining tears stood in the lion's eyes. They were such big, bright tears compared with Diggory's own that for a moment he felt as if the lion must really be sorrier about his mother than he was himself.
My son. My son. I know. Grief is great. Only you and I in this land know that yet. Let us be good to one another. But I have to think of hundreds of years in the life of Narnia. The witch whom you have brought into this world will come back to Narnia again, but it need not be yet. It is my wish to plant in Narnia a tree that she will not dare to approach. And that tree will protect Narnia from her for many years. So this land shall have a long, bright morning before any clouds come over the sun. You must get me the seed from which that tree is to grow.
Yes, sir.
The lion drew a deep breath, stooped its head even lower, and gave Diggory a lion's kiss. And at once Diggory felt that new strength and courage had gone into him.
Dear son, I will tell you what you must do. turn and look to the west and tell me, what do you see?
I see terribly big mountains, Aslan. I see this river coming down cliffs in a waterfall. And beyond the cliff there are high green hills with forests. And beyond those there are higher ranges that look almost black. And then, far, far away, there are big snowy mountains all heaped together, like the pictures of the Alps. And behind those, there's nothing but sky.
Ah, you see well. Now the land of Narnia ends where the waterfall comes down. And once you have reached the top of the cliff, you will be out of Narnia and into the western wild. You must journey through those mountains till you find a green valley with a blue lake in it, walled round by mountains of ice. At the end of the lake there is a steep green hill. On top of that hill there is a garden. In the center of that garden is a tree. Pluck an apple from that tree and bring it back to me.
Yes, sir. But I hope, Aslan, you're not in a hurry. I mean, I shan't be able to get there and back very quickly.
Little son of Adam, you shall have help.